Welcome to the Create From Truth podcast. What is going on, guys? Welcome to the episode today. I'm your host, Will. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most intangible elements to growing your online coaching business, because it's not normally what most online coaches think. They think in order to get to, let's say, 10K months, 20K months, 30K months inside of your online coaching business, that you need to have the best content, you need to have an incredible marketing system, your sales processes need to be on point, and that's the thing, right? Like, that's what's going to get you to 20K months, 30K months inside of your online coaching business, or wherever you guys are at, no matter what your goal is. And I'm here to tell you that that is partly true, but it's also false. And the reason why it's also false is because, yes, it's important to get people in the door when it comes to marketing and when it comes to sales, to actually convert them to clients. But one of the most important things that you can keep your focus on as an online health and fitness coach is making sure that you're refining and you're improving your world-class coaching systems. That's exactly what I'm here to talk about today. Now, and I always caveat what I say here with having discernment, and I'm going to say it again. You need to understand that it depends what stage in business you're currently at, because I see a lot of online coaches who, for lack of a better phrase, are just staying stuck in this perpetual cycle of quote unquote building their online coaching systems, and they just never get it off the ground and they never get any clients. And that's a problem. Your heart's in the right place because you're trying to create the best possible product that you can build, but you're giving no time and attention to understanding how to actually get clients. And I can guarantee you that's holding you back. So I want to start by saying that, because it very much depends what problems you guys currently have in your coaching businesses. But I also want to stress the high importance of having a world-class coaching system, and I'm going to talk about that today, in terms of retention and in terms of building monthly reoccurring revenue inside of your online coaching businesses, and to make sure, like, to describe the feeling for you guys, to make sure that you guys wake up at the start of every new month, like where today is April 1st, and you know that you have, let's say, $7,000 in money coming in from different clients already, right? Or $10,000 or $40,000, depending on where you guys are at, obviously. I know most of you guys who listen to this podcast are in the 10 to 30 range or a little bit below, and that's more so your goal. But there's no better feeling, I'll tell you this, there's no better feeling to know that you don't have to market super hard because your coaching is so good and you have 10, 20, 25 clients who are on your client roster long-term. And what I mean by long-term is 6 months to a year commitments. And I want to talk about that in today's podcast and understand how to actually do that and how to actually acquire those clients for that duration to make sure that you guys are growing in the way that you want to grow. You guys have some sustainability in your monthly reoccurring revenue, and your coaching systems are backing it up. So before I get into actual the nuts and bolts of what this is going to look like in building your front-end coaching product to be able to create this, your product is what delivers the result that your ideal type of client is looking for, right? I feel like that's pretty standard. I feel like we should all know that. Your marketing and your sales, it gets your ideal type of client to your product, but after they actually sign on, don't get it twisted. You still have to market and you still have to sell, but it's just different because now you're marketing and selling your current clients to stay with you long-term versus to just get them in the door, right? And again, I think this is where a lot of online coaches fall short, is that they mistakenly think that just because they're a good coach, they're going to keep clients forever. And that's actually false. Yes, there's a big part of it that you need to be a good coach. You need to be proficient in your craft, but you still do need to understand sales. You still need to understand marketing, because there are going to be some little seeds that you need to plant in your clients' minds consistently and done in the right way, which I'm going to tell you in today's podcast, so that you guys can keep clients. I actually know a lot of really good clients who don't understand, really good coaches, I should say, who don't understand human psychology. They don't understand marketing and sales, and they're really good coaches. They have all the certifications and they can't get clients and they can't keep clients. And it's because they don't understand some of these things that I'm going to talk about today. So it's important to first know that although, yes, long-term, it's my belief that your product is more important than marketing and sales, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't know marketing and sales. And it doesn't mean that your marketing and sale efforts stop when you get the client. I'd actually say the opposite. I'd actually say you need to slowly market and sell even a little bit harder when you get the client, because you want to keep them long term. Now, it's done in a different way. Like, it's not direct, it's very indirect, and it's seeding long term goals for your ideal type of client. I'm going to tell you about that today in today's episode. But it's important to know, because I don't think this is taught to a lot of coaches, and I want to make sure that I'm teaching it in this episode today. So your product, in terms of getting client results and getting them to where they want to go, that is one of the most important things in your online coaching business. So marketing and sales are important, but your product is more important when it comes to long-term sustainability and staying in the game for many, many years. So when it comes to actually acquiring clients, every single step of the process should be orchestrated in the best possible way. So this is what I teach inside of Fundamentals Mastery, my group coaching program, and also my one-on-one clients, except I work one-on-one with my clients and I build it with them instead of go at your own pace, which is Fundamentals Mastery. But I teach very similar things. And when you acquire a client, you need to understand that your coaching doesn't start once they pay you money. Your coaching actually starts well before that. When someone's inquiring about your services, when somebody wants to know what it would look like to work with you, now the clock has started when it comes to creating a world-class coaching experience. Because it's of my belief, and I might have a different belief than some other coaches, but it's of my belief that the sale experience is actually the first impression of your client with you, okay? So if it's off or off-putting or something just doesn't seem right and they feel like they got sold something that wasn't what they thought and it was kind of incongruent and there were just some gaps and or maybe there were some red flags that you didn't address, that's a problem. And I can almost guarantee they're not going to stay with you long-term if the sales process is broken. So whenever somebody is coming on to one of my clients' programs, I'm very, very clear in having a tight-knit, world-class sales process. So if someone's going to inquire about your services and they fill out an application, first of all, you're asking the right long-term questions in your application, which I've spoken about already. Second of all, we're also going to roll out the red carpet for them, so to speak, and treat them in a world-class experience way, because we're going to create for them what I call a value video, which is a personalized 5-10 minute video going over their application questions and then explaining how our process can work and potentially work for them. And then we're going to have the sales call after that, which is going to personally demonstrate to them how our process can work for them and what it would look like to work with you over the next 3 to 12 months. So that sales process has a huge duty of care. And what I mean by duty of care is essentially that, for lack of a better word, guys, you give a shit, right? Because especially in this space, and I was actually having this conversation with another, he's actually not a client, he's just an online coach who we were talking in the Instagram DMs. And he was asking for advice. And I said, I was going to give him some technical advice, but I was like, you know what, man? Like, if you want technical advice, you can sign on for Fundamentals Mastery. But if I'm just going to give you a bird's eye view of some advice right now, if you give a shit more than your competitors, you're going to win. And I know that's very basic, but if you actually hear what I'm saying and you actually took that phrase I just said to heart, and same with you guys listening to this podcast, you're going to win. The only variable is time. I'd actually argue that's my strategy in my space. Like, if you're, I know a lot of Fundamentals Mastery clients listen to this podcast. I'm sure you feel that way in Fundamentals Mastery, how much time I give you guys and care and calls and messages and things like that. And you're not even my one-on-one clients. Think of what it would be to be a one-on-one client, right? So it's important. It's important to understand that. And it's in your sales process, which is the first impression of what your coaching is extremely important to get right. Okay. And that's why I know you guys already listened to the application podcast, the 7 application questions you need to have. That's why I ask, what are your 3-month goals, your 1-year goals, and your 2-year goals or 3-year goals, is because I want to transform their lives in the next 3 months, but I also want to get them to where their longer term, more holistic goals are too. So I'm setting the stage already and planting those seeds already in the sales process. And they're not even a client yet, right? So once they sign on and they say, okay, Will, I'm ready to go, then this is what happens. So they're going to sign on. And again, guys, before I explain this, some clients are different. Maybe you want to sign this person for a 6-month coaching program or a 12-month coaching program if they have like a severe health problem. Like maybe they have 40, 50, 60 pounds to lose. Like that's, if you want to do it in a healthy way, that's going to take some time, obviously, right? It's not just a 10 or 12 week sprint. So you guys need to have ethics and discernment to understand what coaching package is best for them. But usually what is going to happen is they're going to sign on for an initial 3 months to see some sort of good result and transformation. And then they're going to sign on after, if they had a good experience, for an initial 6 to 12 months. And reason being is because they need to test the waters more times than not, right? Before they're going to have a huge commitment. Like, a good way to explain this is you date someone before you marry someone, right? That's a good way for me to explain a coaching engagement too. If you want to see a good result in 12 weeks and work with a coach, and it's, let's say, $800 a month for the first 12 weeks, so 800 times 3, then that's good for them to start with instead of, let's say, 600 times 12, right, for a full year. So you'll start with that initial 3-month coaching program. So as soon as they say they're in and they pay you the money and they pay you the invoice, it's extremely important here, guys. And again, this is where I coach my clients to have a huge duty of care. It's extremely important, as soon as that money gets transferred to you and they pay that invoice, that you are speaking to them in some way. I don't care if it's email. I don't care if it's calling them right away. I don't care if it's sending them a Loom video, walking them through what next steps are. But you cannot say, okay, great, you're on. Here's an application. Here's the PARQ that I want you to fill out so I can build your coaching program. Once you're done, send it my way and we'll start. That's what most coaches do. And in my opinion, that's the wrong way to go about it. And here's why. Because I want you to stand out. I want someone to be blown away by their first impression by you. So here's what I teach my clients to do. Yes, I know you have your PARQs and you have a client intake form because you need to get all their exercise history, their goals, what they tried before, any injuries, things like that before you build your program. In the onboarding week, here's what I tell you to do. So as soon as they pay you, they say, okay, they're in, the invoice has been settled. You immediately send them an email. You say, okay, Jack, that's great. I appreciate it. I'm going to send you an email with what next steps are going to be. Now, in that email, there's going to be a quick 6-minute Loom where I'm walking you through all of the instructions for the next week, because onboarding takes a while. So what you're going to do in that Loom is you're going to open up your client intake form. You're going to open up some module videos that you want them to watch. And you're going to open up, maybe you want them to track their food for a week with no constraints, just so that you see their eating patterns, whatever it may be. And you're going to personally walk Jack, your client, through what that looks like. All right, Jack, I want you to answer these questions in the PARQ. Reason for that is because I want to understand if you have any injuries, because that will really affect some of the programming that I designed for you. I want you to watch these 3 videos as well, because these 3 videos that I create for all my clients, it just gives you a good understanding on what's ahead, what it's going to look like to work together in terms of how we communicate, and also how to go about tracking your food for a week, because I'd like you to track your food for a week just so that I can understand where things are at. No constraints. I don't want you to diet. I don't want you to cut anything out in the first week. I just want to get an entire weekly food log, including weekends, even if you go out a lot and eat ice cream on weekends, no matter what it is. I just want to understand where things are at. So don't actually change anything in the first week. And all you need to do is upload it on, if it's MyFitnessPal or if it's Macro Factor or if it's Chronometer, whatever it may be. I want you to upload it on this app and then walk them through how to create their account and put it on their phone so that they can fill out the information. And guys, this is so important. Like, if you listen to what I'm saying, I'm not telling you to do anything hard, right? Or like revolutionary or scientific. I'm just telling you to have a first class, create a first class experience for your client and take them by the hand essentially and walk them through the next steps. Because, and I'm just pausing here for a second, but this is what a mentor told me, and it's what I tell all my clients too, and I'll never forget it. He said, you need to eat the complexity for your client. I'm going to say that again because that's extremely important. You need to eat the complexity for you, your client. So even if it's as simple as, hey, I want you to download MyFitnessPal and I want you to track your food for a week. Take the extra fucking 5 minutes, sorry for my language, and open up Loom and say, hey, all you need to do is go to the app store and like actually open up the app store on your computer. Say, type in MyFitnessPal, it looks like this, download this, and then you need to create your account. And then here's what I want you to do every single week. And like actually walk them through it. Because once you do that, again, it shows a huge duty of care. And I'm just talking about like a quick 5 minute video. I'm not talking about anything revolutionary, but you'd be surprised how few coaches actually do this. And then the clients, no matter how advanced you think the client is, now they're kind of fending for themselves and maybe a couple things come up and any little things like that, it just slips through the cracks. So it's important to kind of walk them through it and teach them how they're going to interact with you, sending them their Sunday check-in forms. I wouldn't do that yet. I would just do the onboarding. The first week is for the onboarding and make sure they complete everything so that you're able to get through everything that they need. So that would be the first week. Then once they send you the PARQ, you go through a movement assessment, all of these different things. Then technically week number two, but let's say week number one, because the first one was like an onboarding week. Now you're ready to walk them through the program. Again, here's a big misstep I think most coaches do, is that they just send their client the program. They say, all right, here you go. Good luck. Check in with me on Sunday. Stop doing that. Again, guys, so just pause for a second. What's the goal? The goal is A, to get the client's great results in this first 3 months, but also B, to get the client to re-sign on with you and achieve some higher level goals if appropriate. Because obviously, if not, that's fine. You can let them walk, but if appropriate. So everything that you're doing inside this first initial phase is setting the stage for that 6 month to 1 year program on the back end. Again, most coaches don't get this because you're so short-term minded. You need to think long-term minded. And this took me a long time to figure out when I was growing Schiller Fitness. Okay. So I want you to learn from my mistakes actually in this podcast. That's why I created this podcast. So I can shortcut this for you guys. Okay. So back to my example. So you're going through the program with them. You don't just send them the program. You say, hey Jack, do you have time for a quick 15 to 20 minute call? It could be a video call, anything, to be honest. I just want to personally walk you through what the first week is going to look like and how this goes through the first 4 week block of our programming. And then we can be off to the races. So book in that quick 15, 20 minute call, share your screen, walk them through what the first week is going to look like, what you're looking for in terms of how you want them to record their sets, their reps, their rest intervals, their RPEs, no matter what your style of coaching is. You need to train them in terms of how you want them to track the metrics that you guys are going to coach them on and tweak and adjust their programs based off of. Okay. Again, do not just expect them to know this. You need to walk them through it. So that's what you're going to do for week number one. You're also going to show them if it's Sundays or Saturdays or Fridays, whatever your check-in day is. Show them the biofeedback form that you want them to fill out. And this is where you're going through just understanding where things are at in terms of their programming, their energy levels, their digestion, their mood, different things like this, right? The basic biofeedback things that you guys want to track, the basic biofeedback elements that are going to give you the information to tweak and adjust their program on a weekly basis. So again, open up that form and show them how you'd like it filled out. Explain to them, like, guys, you know, like, I'm going deep here. So explain to them how you want them to fill it out too. Like, Jack, I know you're super busy, man. But I know you said on Sundays you like to get up early and have a nice morning routine. If it works for you, I'd love it if you could just grab a coffee on your Sunday mornings, open up this bio feedback form, make it part of your Sunday morning routine. It shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. Put on some nice music and then just input your numbers, input some of your data on this page, because it better shows me as your coach some tweaks and adjustments I need to make to your programming, to your strength work, to some of your nutrition or recovery protocols, and then just make sure this is perfectly tailored for you on a week-by-week basis, depending on your stress levels, depending on where things are at with work, your family, how you're recovering from your workouts, your nutrition protocol, things like that. So I'm telling Jack how to specifically fill this in and stress the importance of it too. Like, you, depending on the client, because everybody needs to be communicated to differently, you can say, like, maybe you can be a little bit harder on Jack, right? Like, you say, Jack, this coaching actually isn't even really... let me fix that. I would say, Jack, it's really important for you to fill out this form. If you don't fill it out, then I'm kind of in the dark when it comes to your programming. And it's really important to me that you get the best results possible and the best experience possible. So if you don't fill it out, then I can't really do my job. You're not really going to see good results. So it's really important to me that you can take the 5 minutes on Sundays or whatever day it is to fill out this form, and then we can see the best results possible, right? So you can explain it in any which way you want, but the key point here is to actually walk them through it and teach them and educate them on how you want it filled out, okay? So that's what I would do in week one, and then you guys are off to the races. So your coaching hasn't even started yet, right? How long have I been talking? I've been talking for 21 minutes. This podcast might go a little long, but you haven't even like really technically started week one yet, and I've been blabbing in terms of how much I want you to roll out the red carpet for your client and interact with them. And before I even get into next steps, guys, this is why I'm a big proponent of charging your worth. Like, if you're charging $100 a month, $200 a month, $300 a month, it's hard for you to justify going this deep with your client, because you just only have so much time, right? Like, you need to be rewarded for your time. That's why I'm a big proponent of charging $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, depending on your ideal type of client, the problem you solve, their purchasing power, your supply and demand curves. Obviously, those are elements I've talked about in a prior podcast. But why I want you to charge your worth and I want you to become world-class in your coaching is because I want you to become the best. Like, I quite frankly, guys, I didn't create this podcast for average coaches, right? Like, there's a ton of really good podcasts out there for average coaches. I created this podcast for coaches who want to be the best. They want to be the best they can possibly be. And that requires you to create the best coaching systems that you're capable of and to charge good prices so that your client is invested, you're invested, and you're able to go all in with your ideal type of client. This has happened many, many times with some coaches I've worked with, is that, you give a client a deal, right? Oh, you know what? I'll give you a free month, or I'll give you 4 months for the price of three. And this always happens. Or it's a family member. You give them a discount, and this always happens. Subconsciously, you start out hot, but then subconsciously you realize that this client isn't paying full price, and the quality that you put into your coaching declines. And you might not even know you're doing this. You might be listening to this podcast. You're like, oh, don't do that. I don't do that. I guarantee you, you do. I guarantee you, you do. We all do. If you know that your client isn't paying full price, you put in a half-ass effort. I can almost guarantee you do. That's why you should never do that. Because I want to make sure that you are coaching to the best possible standard that you can. And the price point needs to reflect that. Anyway, another tangent I just went on. So getting back to week one. So you've onboarded them. They've gone through their assessment. They've gone through their movement assessment. They've gone through their nutrition protocol for a week, seeing where things are. Now you've created their program. They're on to week one. They're on to week one of their nutrition protocol, their recovery protocol, their habit tracking. And now they're off to the races. So from now until week, I'm going to say 6 or 7, you're going to have your weekly Loom reviews with them based off of their check-in and biofeedback forms every Sunday, let's say. And depending on what program they signed on for, you're going to have the one-on-one calls. If it's biweekly or monthly, or depending on how you guys are running it, you'll have those one-on-one calls. What I also did was, because it was so heavy in the first week when you onboard a client, around week two or week three, I would also send them a book in the mail. That book usually was mindset related because I wanted them to have the correct mindset with this coaching that we were going through. But for you guys, it could be anything. If it's a specific nutrition protocol book or whatever's like in alignment with your branding and with what your ideal type of client wants to achieve, I would send them a book on that. And guys, it's super easy to send books nowadays, like on Amazon. All you need to do is put in their address and it's literally there the next day, depending on what country you live in. Like, it's crazy. Like, do it. Absolutely do it. It means a lot. So what I would do is after they're off to the races with their programming in their initial 3-month front end program, every 2 to 3 weeks, I would say, and this is what I also teach, I would, in their Loom review check-in videos that I would send weekly, I would also talk about the big picture, not just the week upcoming. I would also talk about the big picture and how this is designed in the 12-week program. And then I would slowly kind of start to seed some long-term goals as well, just to plant some seeds and to help them think a little bit more long-term, not just short-term. This is an important advanced tip because a lot of coaches are just narrowly focused into the week to week with their clients. And you should be, there's definitely a time and place for that. But every now and then you also want to communicate to how this relates to the big picture and to the more longer term goals. Every now and then, doesn't have to be every single time, but just every now and then, because if you don't do that, I can almost guarantee that client is thinking about what's going to happen after the 12 weeks and they're mentally going to check out, or they're mentally going to check into something else other than you. And you want to try your best to keep them in your world if possible. So after week six, in I would say week seven, if this is a 12-week program, week seven, I would start to, like I said, start to seed some longer term goals that I wanted to work on them with. This is where in their application questions before the sales call, when they stated their 1-year goals and their 2 to 3 year goals, I would start to talk about this, right? I probably haven't even really brought it up since then, but now I'm starting to talk about it in week seven. In week eight, I'm probably going to talk about it even deeper, seed longer term goals. And then in week nine, I'm going to have a review call with them. And this is where they're either going to end after the 12 weeks, so we have 3 weeks left, or I'm going to get them on to a 6-month continuation program or a 12-month continuation program, usually depending on their goals and what they want to achieve and how long I think it would take to get there. This is important too, because again, most coaches wait to the very end of your coaching program and you're like, oh, by the way, do you want to re-sign? It's already too late. They're already gone. They're already mentally checked out more times than not. You need to have that conversation at least 3 weeks, okay? At least 3 weeks before your program ends. Then, like I said, it depends on their goals. And this is why, again, it's so important in your sales application before they even become a client to ask about longer term goals, because more than halfway through the program, you want to start bringing that up and you want to see if they're going to sign on to your back end program, which is a 6-month or a 12-month continuation program with you. And this is where the monthly reoccurring revenue is built, on the back end program. It's the front end program is great. It's good money for you guys at the beginning, and you need it obviously, but I'm actually more concerned with how many people re-sign on with you. If you don't have at least, I would say, at least a 40% re-sign on rate, then there's something wrong in the program, or there's something wrong in how you're communicating it, or the onboarding process, or the coaching process. I'd like to have at least, at the bare minimum, a 40% re-sign rate. So that's something you guys can kind of judge yourselves on. And then the back end program, I'm not going to talk about the back end program in this episode because it's already going a little bit too long. But that back end program, which is the 6-month or the 12-month continuation, it's a lot less support, right? Because you've already gone through a very intense onboarding process, movement screens, different movement assessments, nutrition protocols, things like that. You already have so much data on your client, and you've already built a pretty deep relationship over the 3 months with your client that they don't need as much one-on-one support, but they still want to see some good progress, and you're still going to have probably your monthly one-on-one calls. So normally what I do is, let's say you're charging $600 a month for your front-end program. Usually what I do is I lower the price as a reward for buying in bulk if it's 6 months to a year. So maybe it's $500, right? Or $450 for 6 months or for 1 year. Because for two reasons. Number one, I want them to stay long-term. And then number two, it does take less work for that client because you've already built a great relationship. You've already gone through all of the intense onboarding. You have most of the data you already need. It's just more maintenance at this point, or if it's longer term goals and bigger goals, that's fine. But kind of the awkward, like, get to know you phase, things like that, is already out of the way, and you can make progress rather quick with these clients. So anyway, reason why I wanted to talk about this on today's episode is because I wanted to communicate to you and get the message across that your product, after you get a client, your product does the long-term selling. Okay. Your product does the long-term selling. And this is why I have a huge problem with coaches who just get clients and then they think their marketing and their job is over and they got a client. And then they're just trying to get more new clients. It's like, no, man, your actual current clients are probably where you're going to make most of your long-term revenue. It's not marketing on Instagram more. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying marketing on Instagram is unimportant. It's extremely important, or wherever your ideal types of clients are. I'm just saying most of your money is going to be built from your current client roster, not new clients. Both are important. Both are extremely important because you need to get new clients in order to have a bigger pool of current clients that you can re-sign on 100%. But when it comes to your immediate ROI and long-term monthly sustainability, it's going to come from your current clients, and you need to treat that as such. I have a big problem with coaches who put so much time and effort into their marketing and sales, but zero effort into your product. It's holistic. Coaching business is very holistic. I'm not saying holistic in terms of your coaching practice, because I know holistic coaching is a domain. I'm saying in terms of your business, your marketing, your sales, your fulfillment, your coaching product, everything, all of these things synergistically work together, right? Like you can't really have a good product without having pretty good marketing and sales. You can't really have good marketing if you don't really have a good product and a good sales process, because good marketing stems from client results. What do client results stem from? Client results stem from a good product, right? So all of these things are holistically connected together. And it's important to realize that. So anyway, guys, I just wanted to talk about that today. I hope you're having an awesome day and enjoyed your Easter weekend. And I'll see you in the next episode.